Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. As the Steelers head into the offseason instead of the postseason, the team will need to prepare for free agency and the draft. In the quarterback room, the 2023 starter is clear. Kenny Pickett earned that job as a rookie and will definitely be keeping it. After that, the depth chart for next season leaves a big question mark. Mitch Trubisky, who signed a two-year deal as a free agent and was named the Week 1 starter in 2022, is due $8 million in 2023. While he didn't hit any of the playing time percentage goals to trigger additional salary bonuses for this year or next year, that's still a steep price to pay for a backup. As a vested veteran, all $8 million will be guaranteed if Trubisky is on the roster Week 1. And based on recent comments that Trubisky made about wishing he had considered his options more carefully before signing with Pittsburgh, it doesn't sound like he wants to stick around to be the QB2. That makes it unlikely that the two sides would rework the contract to have him stay for a more reasonable price tag. And then there's Mason Rudolph, who carried a clipboard and only got a helmet to back up Trubisky when Pickett was briefly sidelined with a concussion in December. Like many, I thought the Steelers would trade the former third-round draft pick for a later-round pick prior to the trade deadline. But the team kept him on as insurance, and he is now set to be an unrestricted free agent. While Rudolph has been nothing but a true professional, working hard and saying all the right things, it's hard to imagine he would want to stay for more of the same. So the most likely scenario is that the Steelers cut Trubisky and Rudolph is gone. That leaves the Steelers with just one quarterback on the roster heading into next season. With only 7 picks in the upcoming draft and way too many holes to fill, the Steelers should not make the same mistake as last year by drafting a quarterback in a late round. The upcoming free agent pool is fairly deep for quarterbacks. While none of them are rock stars, there are several who would come at a reasonable price and offer a quality veteran presence. Jacoby Brissett, who was reportedly considered an option last year by the Steelers, performed well for the Browns this year. He clearly enjoyed his time there, so he could re-sign with Cleveland, but the Steelers would be wise to make an offer. Marcus Mariota's season in Atlanta ended when he lost the starting job to rookie Desmond Ridder in December and elected to have some cleanup knee surgery. The Falcons have a similar situation with Mariota as the Steelers do with Trubisky, so he could be available sooner than expected, and his playing style would work well in an offense designed for Kenny Pickett. A lot will change between now and the tampering period that leads into free agency, and it'll be interesting to see how the Steelers address their quarterback depth for 2023. My guess is that we will see some new names backing up Kenny Pickett next year. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter at @curlsurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com and check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kazura every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.